A group of seven paddleboarders stood up for North Okanagan Foundry last week, raising a pretty penny for the forthcoming mental health facility by paddling the length of Kalamalka Lake. Kristen Holomas, Lindsay Johansson and five others paddleboarded a total of 18 kilometers in support of Foundry. Together they raised nearly $36,500 for the charity over just a few weeks of fundraising leading up to the paddle on Friday, July 25. Stand Up For is an annual local fundraising effort led by Holomas, accompanied by Johansson this year. The fundraiser sees people paddleboard the length of Cal Lake in support of a chosen charity. Now in its eighth year, the paddleboard challenge has raised more than $222,000 for the local community, with the Okanagan Rail Trail Initiative, Kidsport Okanagan, The People Place, Archway Society, Starfish Pack, North Okanagan Youth and Family Services Society and the Sunflower Center being past recipients. Foundry is a one-stop wellness center where young people aged 12 to 24 and their families can find hope, help and support when they need it. Their services empower young people to manage mental health challenges and connect with peers and professionals, allowing them to learn to adapt and grow in a safe environment. Youth and young adults can get everything from mental health support to help finding a job to medical care, all under one roof. CMHA Vernon and District is extremely grateful for the leadership provided by Kristen and Lindsay, and the support from the community during the Stand Up For Foundry North Okanagan, said Vicky Prue, CMHA Vernon's Director of Fund Development and Communications, who also paddled the lake with her daughter. Residents have made it clear that our youth matter and that they need access to services that will allow them to thrive. Thank you to everyone involved in Stand Up For. There are currently 18 Foundry locations in BC, with Vernon's facility being one of the next round of facilities planned. It will be constructed in downtown Vernon and is set to be completed in 2027. Foundry North Okanagan will be invaluable to our community, giving youth a place where they can be supported to work through any challenges they have, said Holomas. We couldn't be more honored to raise this money for such a great cause and resource for the North Okanagan. Event organizers thanked the following businesses and match donors that made Stand Up For Foundry North Okanagan a success: Samolo Customs, Terry and Peter Leggett, R.E. Postel & Sons, Nixon Earthworks, Nixon Wenger LLC, Anna Hunt Binkley, Maxton Industries, Priscilla & Co. Realty, Toro's Liquor Store, Tofino Towel, Vero Health, Stone Fence and Furniture, Chelsea Kramer Notary and many more individuals who donated to support the cause. To support Foundry North Okanagan and follow its progress, visit cmhavernon.ca.